Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andy Brayshaw from the Dockers leaves a birthday message for his old mate Lachie Neal.
We asked you, what is your perfect Perth day?
Oh, I like that. And sweet. We celebrate Cheese Week.
You do.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Shut up. The boy is on the radio.
He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Brayshaw, brilliant goal.
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
Crucial round 10. We're already at 10, can you believe it? A couple of weeks from the bye. Andy, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Andy, Game of Thrones is wrapped, mate.
Okay, yeah. Straight into it. Yeah,
of course.
A big part of my life is over now, and I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the same. I think they wrapped things up a bit too quickly and rushed the last few episodes.
Oh, did they?
Okay.
I would have liked to see maybe another one or two seasons. I don't know if it was HBO time constraints, but I think they just condensed everything. But given the time that they did have, I think they did it all right, but I would have liked to see a few more seasons.
Okay. Such a well-balanced young man. I mean, that's such a great overall review. Does Ross ever use kind of like Game of Thrones references just to sort of be in there with the young crew?
I don't think Ross has seen Game of Thrones. I don't think any of the coaches have, but a lot of the players, we catch up for a breakfast after the Game of Thrones episode and discuss our theories and whatnot. And I think the boys are all on the same page. We're a little bit disappointed, but bittersweet,
I'd love to see Ross do that at a three-quarter time huddle. Guys, it's just a bit like when Tyrion enters the gates of Westeros.
That would be great. Yeah, inspiring.
Tyrion would be handy in the forward pocket, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mate, we need a win, don't we, really, to go 5-5?
Yeah, we do. We would love to go 5-5, I guess. The scores over the last few weeks haven't really represented how we think we've been going.
Yeah.
Our effort's been there every week, and realistically in every game this year we've been there or thereabouts giving our best go until the final siren. So we think, yeah, we need to get a few more wins on the board definitely to showcase how hard we've been working, and I think, in my opinion, how well we've been doing hasn't really been showing on the scoreboard. So we'd love to get this win this weekend.
Now, your former housemate is going to be here, Lachie Neal, who we know and love. Has he got any unpaid bills or anything?
Well, I've since moved out. So once Lachie, I was living with Lachie last year, as you guys probably know. And then once he moved, I had to move out. So I haven't been checking up on his mail, and there's probably bills of mine that have been going there, to be honest.
All right,
so
here we go. Here's our headline.
Hey, Matt, can I just say we call him he who shall not be named around here?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No. Voldemort. No, he's extra special, Lachie. We need to call him, right? Because it's his birthday.
Hey, yeah, we should give him a bell.
It's his birthday.
Yeah,
it's
his birthday. I haven't got in touch with him yet.
Let's give him a call.
Could we call him and just leave him a little message?
Don't tell Ross we called him.
We'll give him a little surprise.
He's polishing his dog medals as we speak. Come on, Lachie.
Come on, Lachie.
Lachie Neal.
It's not too early.
It should be perfect time to pick up the phone.
Yeah. Come on, birthday boy. Oh, he's letting it ring a lot. You can see it's us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Oh, quick.
Leave a message.
It's the pressure.
I'll get back to you soon.
Quick, what are we going to say?
Happy birthday to you.
Are we really doing this?
Good tune.
Happy birthday, Lachie. You know, I don't know what you're doing right now. I saw a Gucci ring on your Instagram story, so maybe you're having a bit of fun with that. But happy birthday. I don't know. Good to see you, hopefully, this Sunday, and hopefully we get the win. But, happy birthday, mate. Happy birthday, Lachie.
We miss you, mate.
He wants to play on you on the weekend, Lachie, but happy birthday, mate, from the Big Breakfast.
Oh, yeah, it's Claire, Matt and Kimber and Andy.
Yeah, Big Breakfast. Yeah.
Sorry.
He used to be on our show, mate, and at his club.
Yeah, don't forget about us.
Yeah, see, man, there we go. That would have been funny if he'd picked up, though.
He'll love that.
That would have been great. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You never prep for a message bank message, so you never know what to say when it catches you by surprise.
Actually, it would be weird if you two come into it. You're running into each other in the midfield on the weekend?
Yeah, we will. It will be quite strange, but I've done that a few times with people that I know, either through growing up or I played on Angus last year.
Oh, your brother,
That was strange. So, it'll be interesting. We'll see how we go.
Do you sort of run past each other in like fragments of conversations, like, see ya, and then the next 5 minutes later,
It depends player to player. So Angus, for example, my brother, doesn't really say anything and was just focused on the game. But then Clayton Oliver, who I also lived with a few years ago, he's really vocal and has a laugh and tries to crack jokes and things like that.
Nice.
So it sort of varies player to player. But I don't think it's
concussion. I think your brother wears the helmet so he can't hear you.
That's probably it.
And we talk about Lachie being a good player. We've got some damn good players too, but they've got Zorko, Rayner, Rich, McCluggage. These guys get the ball a lot, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a really strong midfield and guys that can go forward and score heavily. So We're going to have to do a lot of hard work, and they're in some seriously good form as well. I think they're 6-3. So,
yep.
It's going to be a really tough match, but we're going to bring our effort again and tweak a few things that we've been reviewing over the last few weeks, and hopefully we can get it done.
Oh, you're going to do fine, buddy. Mate. I've tipped you.
Oh, so, lovely. Thank you very much.
Well, like the makers of Game of Thrones, we're going to cut out the third quarter. We'll just get straight to what's going on in the fourth. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds all right, actually.
Andy Brayshaw, good to catch up, mate. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Time.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You want to come over and chill?
She watched it. She loved it. Kimber's Net Mix and Chill.
Oh, nice little life shortcut here. Might save you some time. Kimber's got a movie recommendation for anyone searching for something to check out.
And this movie, Paddleton, is a must-see.
All right, listen, how about this? How about I'm going to make a statement, and if it's a true statement, then you don't have to correct me. Is what Michael has incurable?
Yeah, that's a question. It has to be a statement, and then it's
all right. So my statement is what Michael has is incurable.
That's it.
Paddleton. It is a comedy drama. It is the story of two ordinary men who form a purely platonic friendship that develops into a very deeply connected friendship after one of them is diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
Now, it stars comedian Ray Romano and actor-writer Mark Duplass. And Mark wrote this movie and approached Ray Romano after he saw him in The Big Sick and said, I've got a role for you.
Yeah.
I want you to do this. And they are fantastic together. It is an excellent story of friendship, heartache, and connection.
So I'm thinking, before it gets bad, I want to end it. I don't want to change things, you know? I want to make some pizzas. I want to play some Paddleton. They got a whole process that they give you the pills you can take, but I don't want to do it alone, and I was hoping you'd help me out.
The places where you could fulfill the prescription is 6 hours.
Guess we're going to do a little road trip.
What's the worst case scenario?
We run out of gas here. Next thing you know, we're drinking our urine.
How do you get from running out of gas, the next step is drinking urine?
Sounds great.
It is really gorgeous. Paddleton is the name of a game that they created and they play together with this tennis ball. And their friendship just absolutely tugged on my heartstrings. And all too often in Hollywood, we see movies of men's friendship where they make it like they make fun of it, like, oh, bromance. And they kind of,
I love you, man.
Yeah, like they make it seem silly or something really stupid. Mm. And this movie explores the relationship of just two good men becoming friends and having a real friendship. Like something that's just genuinely connected. And it's hardly ever done in Hollywood. You hardly ever see it.
What about Ray Romano? So famous for Everybody Loves Raymond. But that Men of a Certain Age a few years ago was a great show, great series. You know,
he's like, a great actor.
He's so likable.
He's really solid in this too. And it was a really refreshing friendship to see. And although Ray Romano is in a serious role, there is also plenty of comedy throughout. It's 1.5 hours, this film, and I was totally engaged.
I'm the dying guy.
I'm the dying guy. Stop saying
it. I'm the dying guy.
I'm the other guy.
You can't give up. Miracles happen.
Look, I watched it alone and I went through many tissues, but don't let that stop you from watching it. I know some people will go, oh, if it's a sad movie, I don't want to see it.
Mm.
I really recommend it. It's a film for everybody of, you know, adults. It's not really a kid's film.
Sure.
But men or women, I think it was beautiful. It is a quality film and worth the watch. It's on Netflix and it's called Paddleton.
Very good. I'm going to watch that.
Nice tip. Yeah. We're up for that one. Beautiful.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
This one could divide the dog owners and the dog lovers.
What you got?
This story of a woman in America who was passing away, and so she's created her will, put her estate and everything together.
That's sensible.
In it, she has said, look, when I die, I would like my dog to be euthanized so that the dog can be buried along with me.
Oh, how very Egyptian.
A perfectly healthy Shih Tzu. Dog that she had.
And that's the breed of the dog, not how the dog feels about this situation.
Probably a bit of both.
That's how selfish she is.
This woman passed away in the States, and for the 2 weeks the dog was staying with, you know, they were being looked after by the county, and then basically they went, okay, well, to fulfill her wishes, we need to euthanize the dog. Now, they did in fact do that because it was to her wishes, and in the States that's allowed and not a problem.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, they said, you know, it's not a legal issue. it's just kind of a moral issue.
Sure.
Like finding a veterinarian who goes, I'm happy to do that, might be tough to do because vets feel that loss with you. When you, if you've ever had to go through the pain of euthanizing a pet.
Yes, been there.
The vets feel that with you. They find it very challenging to do.
So can you just back up just a little bit? This dog is completely healthy.
The dog is healthy.
Oh, dear.
The dog shelters in the area went to them and offered to say, look, we will sign the dog over. We will rehome the dog. There's no problems here. If someone else can love this dog. And they've said it was her dying wish.
Okay.
I don't know. The, okay. It makes me feel creepy.
I don't think anyone in this room would do that, but let me try and play devil's advocate.
No, go for it. Yeah, please. No one want to hear another argument.
You've seen those images on the news, as we all have, of a beautiful dog laying by the coffin or at the burial site of their departed owner.
Yeah.
Right.
And looking like they're so bereft that they can't go on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
And then
that's a reason,
that's all I got.
I get that. But it doesn't mean the dog doesn't have quality of life ongoing, does
it?
Yeah.
So and I guess we all like, grieve. We can get over it, right?
Yeah. I just couldn't do it. The idea for me, I know how much joy McGruff brings me.
Right.
And I would want someone else to experience that love.
And the dog to have its full life.
Of course.
How far do you go with this? Does it then eventually graduate to family members? You know, humans?
Well, look, I guess
you know what I mean? I'm passing away. You have to come with me.
It does depend on your belief system, I guess. If you do believe in an afterlife,
yep.
You know, of course. We know the Egyptian pharaohs were entombed with like slaves
in the giant crypt.
Yeah, and because that was, they were going to help them in the afterlife.
Yeah.
So,
well, lucky me, I've already got a couple of dogs on the other side waiting. Right. I don't need to take the new one with me.
But Maddie, did they really do that? Or was that just in those movies with Brendan Fraser?
No, I believe they did it. Brendan Fraser's movies are actually considered documentaries.
I think so. Yeah. Well, they got buried.
I mean, you know, I would not do this anyway, but even if it was completely like society said this was a good thing, I want to rest in peace.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend a whole of my afterlife going, Florence!
So true.
Get off the couch!
Don't do it. No. Well, she's not saying goodbye, is she?
No, she's saying, hang on a minute.
Get in here with me.
Drag you down, kicking and screaming.
I didn't ask for that.
Not good.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
I'm going to spin my wheel for Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
Oh, the suburban wheel.
You ready?
We've got some new ones on there. Give it a red hot go.
Yeah.
Matt's going to write a song about this suburb.
It's going to come up either the man, the music, or the show.
Hey!
Oh, boy.
Now, that looks like a familiar suburb.
It's very familiar to me. I grew up there.
Really?
Yep.
Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont, baby.
Is Belmont Racecourse in Belmont?
I don't know. Is it considered? I don't even know.
It is. I think so, yeah.
Okay. With Belmont, yeah.
I was a kid there. I wasn't going to the race course.
All right. So Belmont races and Kimber's indiscretions at school. That's it. That song's written.
Kimber, yeah. Went to Cloverdale Primary.
Get your backside trackside. What about Silks, that restaurant there at the pub?
Ah.
Been to Silks a couple of times.
Okay. Well, look, if you know anything about Belmont, perhaps you went to school with Kimber, get onto our Facebook page and give us all the goss, dirt, things that are great, things that aren't.
Yeah.
And that will be my next song. I'll drop it next Friday.
Okay, after the Coral Coast song was a beauty last Friday.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Looking forward to that.
I had a lot of dim sims at that Belmont Fish and Chips.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah, back when I ate meat.
What rhymes with sims?
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Pretty much the envy of the world, aren't we, with our weather? It's almost always a nice day in Perth.
Absolutely, and going to be fantastic week ahead.
Yeah, the week ahead is incredible, Matt. Tuesday through Thursday next week, it's going to be 25 or 26 degrees.
Love it.
So you can't underestimate how good weather changes your day, like how much it makes a difference. When you live in other cities in the world, you just go, gee, I miss Perth.
Mood, it's all about the mood.
Well, and the way you dress in the morning is sort of is fine for how you are in the afternoon. Lots of other cities, you've got to change during the day.
Tell me about dressing in the morning.
What are you wearing?
Clint in Iluka, tell us about your Perth day.
Morning, guys. Look, my perfect day for Perth, I'll do it every day. Probably sounds a bit corny coming from a guy too, was my wedding day.
There's nothing corny about that, Clint.
Oh, look, it was, like you say, it was about 18 degrees, Kimber. Got up to about 22. We had our photos on Cottesloe Beach there near that old house on Marine Parade. Our reception was at the Esplanade. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. My wife looked like an angel. I'd do the day every day of my life if I could. I just had no regrets. It was just picture perfect weather day. absolutely brilliant.
Aww,
that's gorgeous, Clint.
Were you inspired to say that because we just played White Wedding by Billy Idol, mate? Oh, it's perfect timing.
I did like the connection, but well done. But it was a cracker of a day. You couldn't ask for a better day. It was just like Kimber was explaining.
Oh, that's great.
Good on you, Clint. Gorgeous.
What a guy.
Inspired by Billy Idol and the fact that his wife was sitting next to him.
True. Yeah. That helps. Let's go to Perth City. G'day, Leah. What's your perfect or your perfect day?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Very well, Leah.
What do you got for us?
My perfect Perth day is a beautiful sunny morning with a bit of Christmas. Christmas, you know, where you just have a little bit of frost almost forming on the end of your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, not Christmas, Christmas, yeah.
Christmas.
Yep.
And walking along the Swan River where the water's like glass and seeing four dolphins frolicking around Elizabeth Quay.
Oh,
gorgeous.
How are you talking?
Do we have dolphins near Elizabeth Quay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Colin Barnett paid for them.
Yes, you certainly do.
Oh, gee, we went all the way to Monkey Mia for that.
Were they in that contract initially?
They were, yeah.
Oh, Betty's jetty goes off.
Oh, that's a nice day, Leah.
It certainly is. Oh. You can't ask for better than that.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful city.
Much better than Perth.
It's only 200 days to Christmas.
216.
Natalie's in Woodvale. Natalie, describe your perfect Perth day.
My perfect Perth day is at Kings Park, enjoying those beautiful surroundings. The wildflowers are blooming. It's a beautiful blue sky, not a cloud to be seen. And I'm lying on the grass with my husband. Beautiful, comfortable silence where we're just reading all day and Fraser's come out and deliver us a picnic lunch.
Oh.
And it's our best day ever.
Oh, divine.
God, I want to live these people's lives.
And isn't it funny, you can lay in Kings Park like that and not feel at all that you're in the city.
No.
Exactly. It's beautiful.
Oh, up at Fraser's, Jerry shucking the oysters, going off. Sounds good.
Gorgeous.
Exactly. It's great day. We got engaged doing that. So
there you go. Very good.
So much love around. Good
work,
on you guys.
Nat.
Very romantic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what we want. More love, less war. Sarah in Hall's Head. Sarah, describe your perfect Perth day.
I'm really excited as my favourite weather is coming up. I wake up to the rain and 14 degrees top for the day.
Ooh.
Get my boots on, I get my beanie on, and I hit the Swan Valley for maybe a lunch of some lamb shanks, some red wine, before taking a bottle home and snuggling up by myself and watching Netflix all day.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Sarah.
Nice.
Are you sure you want to be on your own? Can I come along?
Oh, you're more than welcome.
So you like that conversion. You also, people also comment, when it finally gets a bit chilly, they get to wear the clothes they can't normally wear in Perth.
Yeah, winter covers all the sins that we created throughout the rest
That's
of the time.
True,
so I'm
yes.
like, it, you know, you can snuggle up and no one knows what's going on underneath.
Aww.
Yeah, get the scarf and boots on. Good on you, Sarah. So I think Sarah's pretty much gone.
Oh, yeah, that's some nice days right there, some nice Perth ways to spend it.
It's nice to know that no matter what temperature it is or what weather we've got, someone in Perth is absolutely loving it.
Yeah, yes. And having a perfect day.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
It has taken many, many years, but Mick Jagger has finally taken my calls. No, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, they finally released control over the rights to The Verve's Bittersweet Symphony. Some people would not have known. That was a very famous song. But back in the day, the song used a sample from the Rolling Stones' The Last Time.
Okay.
And it wasn't legally cleared at the time, so the Bittersweet Symphony came out. It was super successful. And writer Richard Ashcroft was forced to sign away the rights and the royalties and likely many millions of dollars for decades.
Like 100%, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
I didn't
signed
know that.
It over. Oh, the Rolling Stones owned everything.
I thought it was a small percentage.
No,
okay.
They just kind of went, oh, it's yours now, because that's the kind of legal team the Rolling Stones have, and I suppose.
I certainly didn't know any of that.
And you've got to get permission, don't you? That's
a
thing.
Yeah, and it's been a legal battle that has been going on for a very long time, but it's now been... It's made advances, and so Ashcroft will now receive any royalties that were received from the song.
Oh,
but it's still up to Keith and Mick to decide what will happen to the song in the future.
Right.
So he's getting his money and he's getting, you know, some part of that, but it's still partially owned by them.
So how much of the song has been taken from a Stone song? You don't know?
It was just a tiny sample.
It's a section.
It?
It was a sample.
Oh,
just a
God,
sample.
Okay, right.
But it was just such a big thing that, right. And I mean, I would never have even linked any of the songs anyway. Mm.
Sounds like the Men at Work story, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
It went on for a long time. Okay. So but that'd be a nice little paycheck when that clears.
Mick gets a dodgy ticker and he backs down, maybe.
Mm.
Oh, and maybe Mick, you know, they've done enough concerts in the last couple of years to realize we've got the money and we're going to be fine.
Okay. You know what? I don't care anymore. What, do whatever you want with it.
Just like that. Yeah. Mick's got a cold.
Now, Ed Sheeran is busy creating songs. In fact, he has a whole album already in the works.
Does he?
Okay. Ed will release his number 6 collaborations project on July 12th.
Oh,
that's an LP that pays homage to recordings made before he was a star. So back before he signed in 2011, he made number 5 collaboration. And so he just loved it so much. And he said, I hadn't done it in a while. And so he started number 6 while he was just on his laptop between tours. Like while on his last tour, he'd just be sitting around with a moment, make a bit of music with someone, other artists. The album's going to have 15 songs and it's lengthier than his other studio albums.
Great.
And they're not releasing who he's collaborated with yet. So... Matt. So,
stop it. So it's his early stuff, the early days, when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote Lego House after kindy one day. He was just little.
No, this is stuff he's written. It's an homage to number 5.
Right.
So this is stuff he's written within the last 12 months and collaborated with other artists.
Yeah.
So it's just it's the number 6 release.
Great. Okay. Right.
So you can
it's
check
like Adele, you know, the number thing is doing my head in.
Yeah, I know.
When's that release date? Because I want to put that in my phone.
Oh, look, you'll be more interested in this one. The Toy Story 4 release date, June 20.
Okay, great.
I know you'll look forward to Toy Story 4. And Tom Hanks appeared on Ellen DeGeneres for a bit of movie spruiking.
Yep.
And he played a round of burning questions where they just try to answer questions of any genre.
Mm.
And this little boy answers a space question with real great insight.
Hey, what's that there?
It's a planet and it's named Mercury.
And how long does this take to orbit the sun?
88 days.
What's it named after?
It is named after the Roman winged messenger.
Wow.
Kids who know too much.
Wow.
Tom Hanks was very impressed.
I bet he was.
Incredible. He should have been at the Carnarvon Space Museum last week.
Yes, sure.
Kid.
Yeah.
When you point it, you're like, what's this? And you expect a kid to go, a planet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Freddie Mercury.
That's and that's your daily juice.
Well done, KC.
Good juice.
Yeah, oh, and who's 49 today?
Who's 49? Oh, mate. No, don't do that
Naomi
to me.
Campbell's
Naomi.
49 today.
Naomi Campbell.
Don't you say nothing about Naomi.
I'll get out of bed for the big breakfast at 7:24.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's really good.
I missed
news
it.
Reader,
thank God. Next week, something new, guys.
Captain Paul, I let you down.
Right. Oh, did you miss the twist?
I could see you busy with the paper there.
Well, I was actually sort of thinking about my job for a moment, which it doesn't happen too
often. That's unusual, yeah.
Now, my friends, finally, there'll be a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief because if you've ever had the feeling that your dating life could be so much better if you just found someone who was a little less working class.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far because you know it don't matter anyway.
Great song.
You can rely on the old man.
Oh, yes. Whether you've graduated from Scotch or MLC, we've got news that will warm the cockles of your heart because an app called Toffee, a dating app, has landed in Australia where you can only find people who are private school educated.
Yay!
Hey?
I wonder how, I mean, I'm public school educated, so I get to look at it from
Me
the
too.
Other side and go, how do you feel about the fact that the app is called Toffee?
Toffee apple.
I mean, suggests you're already up yourself from the start, right?
Yes. I could only imagine the Greenwood days, what kind of app it would be and who'd be on there.
Yeah,
interesting.
I want a Cannington app. but I did, fair play to them. Everyone deserves a chance to find love.
Of course.
And if that's, you know, if you want to find people more in your socioeconomic group, then, you know, good luck to you.
Yeah.
This is an example of one of the profiles that's on. Oh, g'day, my name's Ryan. I graduated from Lord Fauntleroy's school in 1991. What can I tell you about myself? I enjoy sunsets as long as it's from the deck of a yacht. and I enjoy the creation of personal wealth. I'm looking for a trophy wife with similar values of self-interest and a lack of empathy for anyone who has less than we do. But, of course, we will go to lots of charity dinners and be photographed at those, so no one will know our true feelings. If this works for you, then, you know, why not get in touch with me? I don't like communicating with women, but I'll get my secretary to get straight back to you. Okay, thanks. So, you know, it could work.
How romantic.
Isn't he lovely?
He was the captain of the rowing team, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. And loves what's happening at Western Force.
Still looking with a rich girl and the rich girl's dad.
Oh, if there were any rich people listening to this show, they might put in complaints about that.
Sorry. When you come from Cannington, you're coming from a very low base.
Nothing wrong with Cannington.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Monday marks a special day.
Oh, yeah.
It's the start of WA Cheese Week.
Oh, cool.
Cheese.
Sounds groovy.
It is groovy. There is nothing better than cheese. It is a fantastic product. And WA Cheese, we're celebrating that because...
Sorry, that's Tim Mitchell doing some cheese.
You know, and WA cheese, it also supports our dairy farmers. It's all about supporting the WA products. And so you should always look for the Eat Best, Eat West symbols, the stickers that you get. Or buy West, Eat Best, rather.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of things happening all next week to celebrate cheese. Mm. Okay, so if you can go to wacheese.com.au and see what events there are. There's things like cheese tastings out at the Cheese Barrel in Swan Valley.
Okay.
Which is one of my favourite places to go.
Nice location.
It's a beautiful spot. And, you know, they really know their cheese. If you don't really know where to start, they'll give you some tips.
I believe in the Swan Valley, the cheese tastes better because you're there.
It would do, yes, and a beautiful weekend too, right? Mm. So weather helps.
Yeah. It's pretty special. Sarah Howlett, who is the manager out at the Cheese Barrel, she says, look, the best advice is to give you about eating cheese is this. Take a bite of it. Ask yourself two questions. Do you like the way it feels in your mouth? Do you like the taste? That's all you need to
know.
That's
a lesson for life.
They can teach you all this stuff about cheese, but you don't need to know. You just need to go, do I like that?
Do you know what I would do? I would cut that down to one.
Yeah.
Put it in my mouth and I would think, what would Kimber say?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She's a connoisseur.
Yeah.
Look, there's some great stuff going on. Next Saturday is going to be a big event. Saturday, the 1st of June, out in Midland, there's the Curds and Whey Festival. It's WA, get it?
Oh,
you
yeah, got it.
WA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, yeah.
That's going to be a really great event too because that's 24 cheeses, 12 producers. They've got wine, beer, cider. There's art classes. You can go and watch some live art drawings.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. There's specialty meats and relishes, all that sort of stuff. And they've got a whole schedule of workshops you can watch and go to. And lots of it's free. There's tickets that you can buy that are $43 to $60, and that includes like a free wine glass when you get in and a free wine. You get to take the glass home.
Okay, right. Yeah.
But it's 4 hours to wander around this sort of festival and check it out next Saturday.
Jesus, the Curds and that Whey. Sounds good.
Cheese goes better with wine.
And honey tastings, hello. So honestly, check it out if you want to know
what's...
not
just cheese.
Honey as well.
Yeah.
If you want to know what's happening with cheese for WA Cheese Week, oh, let's support WA. We've got some great products here. And stuff coming all the way up from down south and around the state. So check it out. You can go to wacheese.com.au.
Am I right in thinking that there's at Optus Stadium a cheese slice tasting festival? No,
that's actually when the Dockers are playing. Cheese. No. Okay, so you're not going to change your name to from Kimber Kale to Kimber Cheese by any chance?
Just K Cheese.
By Deed Pole or Cheese Pole? Because there is a possibility right there.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping on The Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5 with thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
How are your tips looking, Kimber Kale?
Hey, looking good. Jack and I have bounced back after last week, came in with 8.
Yeah, well done.
That's got us back in the realms where there's a few other people sitting, so we're not too far at the back of the pack.
Yeah, it's a lower realm, but it's a realm.
Nothing wrong with that lower echelon.
Yeah, I know. It takes more than one premiership, you know, to make up a champion. We've got other things to offer.
And by the way, I was singing Rick Arden's praises, and why wouldn't you, on 54, but I hadn't opened the entire paper. John Townsend is also on 54.
Johnny's a bit of a ledge. Yeah, footy. You know, sinkholes. You know how we've been finding sinkholes around the planet quite often?
Yes.
It's actually happened in my footy tipping the last 2 weeks.
You had a bad week?
I had an 8 and a 9, and then I had a 4 and a 6.
A 4 and a 6.
Six last week was
not
terrible.
A bad week.
No.
6 out of 9, I guess.
Yeah.
Not if everyone else is getting 8, though.
All right, this week, West Coast Adelaide. I've gone West Coast.
No, I've gone Adelaide.
You've gone Adelaide at home.
Yeah, it's going to be Adelaide, I'm afraid.
No, I just happen to believe, that's all.
did you pick Frio, though? I can't see what you've
done
there.
I've gone for Frio, and you guys haven't. You've thought Brisbane's going to take it.
Yeah, I picked Brizzy.
Well, that's probably more controversial that you pick Brizzy.
I pick Frio every other week pretty much in the last couple of weeks. It let me down. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, no, I didn't mean it like... it's good, got to pick with the head, don't you? You can't go with the heart. That's the whole point.
And like I said, I've been rubbish lately, so I thought I'd go the other way. Yeah. something different.
Do the exact opposite of what you're feeling.
And here we are. We're both on 49, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kimber with our little mate's help is... he's not that little anymore, is he?
No, he's not. He's all grown up.
Yeah, he is.
G'day, Kimber.
We got 8 last week, Kimber.
Yeah, just turned 13.
Oh, yeah. So that's what's going on with the tipping.
You betcha.
Yeah, good luck with it. And there's still some great prizes to be won, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
The game brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Perth Now, Mazda, Thirsty Camel on Mix 94.5.
With thanks to the official partner, Tab Touch. Register now at thegame.com.au.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.